Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chandler Keys, talking about the challenge of getting enough labor for our meat processors in just a moment. Too many Oklahomans do not have access to affordable, high-speed internet. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet. Those who may have experienced financial setbacks during the pandemic or are struggling to get by may be eligible for a discount of up to $50 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 a month for households on tribal lands. Info at aarp.org/EBB. Sponsored by AARP Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Retired Educators Association.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ince Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit inceauction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's E-N-T-Z, inceauction.com.
He was the lead lobbyist for two decades for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in our nation's capital. Then Chandler Keys went to work for several years as vice president for governmental affairs for JBS USA. Now he's got his own boutique consulting lobbyist firm, Keys Group, and among his clients, JBS, Pilgrim's Pride, and others. He says for his clients and others in the meat processing industry, it's all about labor.
I would say the big concern now is labor, is getting labor in these plants. I mean, people just need to realize the packers are increasing wages exponentially. They're going to go up even more, I think, over the next few years. But we still don't have the people coming into the plants and taking these jobs. And they're good jobs, you know, full benefits after 30 days, mainly union contracts. So they're very tight and good. And the wages now for people in the plants, red meat plants, would be about $27 up to $28, and in some cases even higher than that. The other thing is the maintenance workers. I mean, Randy Block said today about how old these plants are. They take a lot of maintenance, and we just don't have the workforce coming into the plants.
The typical, 60-65% company, normal workforce is in now? Is that fairly average, you think?
Yeah, I think so. And we're asking the workers to do a lot more. And that puts a lot of pressure on these packers because people say, well, get them to work Saturdays. Well, they have been working Saturdays in the pork and beef plants for a few years now. And the people, you know, they need a day off. They need 2 days off, like, to rest and recuperate. So we don't want to push them that hard. Yeah. Oh, it's a difficult situation.
And Keys, who we caught up with at the Texas Cattle Feeders Association convention, says no easy fixes on the immediate horizon.
Well, a producer told me the other day, a good friend of mine, he said, you know, what worries me more than an overcapitalized packing industry is an undercapitalized packing industry. So we have to make it, and I don't think any of the packers bemoan the added capacity that's coming on, but still, you can build packing plants, but if you don't have the labor to man them, you know, we knew a few of these pork packing plants that have come online in the last couple of years are really struggling on throughput because they don't have the labor. It's very hard to get labor to move from one plant to another plant if it's the same price, right? Wage. They're already established, they have housing, but, you know, packing plants, packing companies now are actually involved in helping build housing in towns to get the workforce more stable. Also, you know, meat packing has always been a first generation American job. You know, going back to colonial days where the Germans did it, you know, when they were first generation, moving to Chicago when the Eastern Europeans came in and ran the packing plants. And then when the packing plants went out in rural communities, it was Hispanic community, the Vietnamese, Cambodian boat people, you know, were in part of it. Now refugees in these packing plants now, we're talking about 25 languages plus dialects in these plants. And people are prospering in moving up the food chain, but it's just only going to be one generation. You know, we've gotten about two generations of Hispanics in these plants. We're not getting a third. So it needs a constant inflow of immigrants to run these plants. Even at these high wages, you're just not going to entice people that, you know, have other career paths to come into the packing plants.
Chandler Keys with the Keys Group based out of our nation's capital. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes.